Saturday marks a year since the crash on Seattle's Aurora Bridge. That's when a Ride the Ducks tourist vehicle broke an axle, crossed the center line, and slammed into a bus of international students from North Seattle Community College. Five people died, dozens were injured. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports on what has happened since then.
The crash revealed that a company that takes tourists around town in a boat with wheels wasn't maintaining it like it was supposed to. And we learned that when the Duck's axle broke, no median, shoulder, or anything on the Aurora Bridge prevented the crash. Duck's vehicles are now banned from the Aurora Bridge. Karen Kohler is a lawyer for many of the people who are suing. She says the bridge is still dangerous.
It's too narrow and people go on it too fast and there's nothing down the middle to stop people from crossing over.
Ride the Ducks has found its way to move on from the crash. It sorted out its safety violations and went back to business in January. But many of the people affected by the crash are not moving on. Karen Kohler.
Some people will never be able to walk normally again, and some people will just always have the scars inside of them. It was very traumatic, very bloody, and very catastrophic.
So at North Seattle Community College, there will be a gathering. Staff and students will dedicate a monument and a garden and remember how the crash changed lives. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.